Hello everyone, welcome to New and Approved on Sin. It is my absolute pleasure to introduce you guys today to a wonderful musician all the way from India. This is Abhi Byanjana. She's based in Gangtok, Sikkim, which is a small state in Northeast India. And she's here with us today to talk about her latest EP, Breezing Through, which just released this year. Abhi, would you like to tell us a bit about your music and what you do?
First of all, thanks a lot, Pranati, for having me here. I'm really, really happy, excited to be here. And I'm so glad to be part of this radio show. Anyway, so I am a singer-songwriter from Sikkim, Gangtok, and I just released my EP, Breezing Through. It's a three-track EP with songs that I wrote like a bunch of years ago. It's just like a lot of songs, like from songs collected from a long time working together. And I've tried to bring in a lot of indie pop and dream pop elements into this EP, like in terms of production. There's a lot of spacey, airy soundscape. It's really airy and spacey. And it's at the same time, there's also sort of like a bright, boppy feel to it. So that's what I've tried to do with this EP. And
Amazing. I'd like to know kind of what brought you into creating this sort of dreamy and airy sound for your music.
So first of all, I think this happened because of my collaboration with the producer. In the sense that, first of all, when I listen to music, I listen to a lot of, of course, I listen to a lot of different genres. You know, I listen to a lot of different genres. But for this EP specifically, I was inspired by a lot of artists like Wednesday Campanella and a lot of really bright, bubbly musical sounds. So I and the producer that I was working with, Akunjita Fakan, he was like, oh, so yeah, let's do it. And so that is how we essentially came together. Because I'm sure you've heard some of these songs, you know, I've played it to you when we met in real life. And it's, you know, kind of different. So I think like all this transition, it was really interesting for me.
Yeah, just to give our listeners some context here, Abhi and I go way back. We met first in 2016, back when we did undergrad together in India. And we've done a few performances together as well. And like, let me tell you that this EP is so good. Like the growth that you've gone through from 2016 to now is so clear and so evident. And like, it's so cool for me to be able to see. But speaking of the past, let me take you back in time a little bit to your first single that you released, which was also the first original that I've ever heard you play, which is Groovy Girl. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You know what, like over time I think I've kind of figured out how to describe that song. Is that I didn't know I was in a situation from back then, and now I have the vocabulary to describe it. And I think Groovy Girl was about, you know, being in that strange position when you're like I don't know, when you're, but everything is a little bit uncertain. And yeah, that was like the first song I ever recorded. It was so, such a long time ago. And now the, and even the production, you know, everything was so DIY. It was really low-key, but I still enjoy listening to it sometimes. It takes me back. It's a whole different vibe. It's very bluesy. It's very groovy compared to my current EP. So yeah, I think that's how, how I would describe it. It's about being groovy. It's about being in a situation which is not necessarily the best, but, you know, you can groove to it, I guess. Yeah.
Oh, I think the song is really, really groovy, and it brings me so much nostalgia to listen to it today after having heard it the first time so long ago. You spoke a bit about how you grew your musicianship from Groovy Girl to Breezing Through. Can you tell us a bit about what drove that growth for you?
So I think it's been quite an intensive journey for me because I've been writing music for a long time, but I haven't been releasing for a long time. I've just been doing it like I released Kubigo once and then I took a long break, and 2 years ago I started doing this again, right? So I think it's been kind of like a lot of introspection for me in the sense that I'm really, there are so many things I want to say and describe and talk about, but I'm not able to do it. And suddenly, I hadn't recorded anything, right? Like I was just really busy with college. We all were. It's a lot of work to be a student. Yeah. And even a postgrad degree. So I think after some point, it was really about just, there's just this intense feeling inside of me that needs to be let out. And after some point, I was like, you know what? Let's go. All these songs that I have in my journal that I've recorded on my phone, I need to get it out. And that's how it started. But in terms of style, of course, Groovy Girl is vastly different from my present songs, my present releases. I think it's also because of the people that I'm collaborating with. Groovy Girl was a more DIY project. It was me being going a little solo, with only like one or two people helping me, but with the new stuff, I have a bit of help from a couple of people. So that's what's happening so far. But I think I still feel like, I thought after releasing this EP, I'd be satisfied, but I'm actually not. Like, there's a lot of stuff happening inside of me, and I've already written like a bunch of songs, and I think I have a project ready in my head. So I'm really excited about that. And I want to like move away from this style a little bit and go towards more dream pop soundscape.
Oh my God, that sounds so super exciting, and I can't wait to listen to more of your stuff. Tell me a little bit about being a DIY musician, just for some context to the listeners. I'm also from India, and I know that in India, the industry is still very nascent and very emerging, especially in terms of the independent music scene. So, can you tell us a little bit about what the industry is like there and what your experience of it was? Has been.
I would say my opinions are, of course, based on my position, like my location, in the sense that I am a woman. I'm a Northeastern woman from India, which has its own layers of, for somebody who understands, what it's to be from India and being a Northeastern, I think they would understand that. But anyway, I think because of that, I have a very specific kind of an outlook towards the Indian music scene in India. I'm really definitely like over the last few years, there's just been like a boom of different musicians coming up. For me, what the process has been is I've made friends like in college or whoever I jam with, we make friends, and if we are able to click and connect, we continue working together. And these happen completely independently. It's not even like a small record company that is supporting us. It's literally just you in your bedroom with your DAW and your system, and then you just exchange files to each other. And that has been my process. Even when I'm saying I had help in my EP, it's not like it was recorded and like with a label or something. It was done at home, with people around me. So that has been the process for me. And I think in India, I'm really happy, first of all, to see a lot of. I'm really glad to be part of this scene, first of all. I think it's growing, it's amazing. But I would still say that, I think there's still scope for I think some voices still need space. Because of course, like, in a scene like India, though it's growing, it's great. So, it's always certain kinds of voices that get more space, I think. That's my observation. And I think I've also been able to, get some amount of space because of my privilege or whatever it is. But I think there's a lot more work that needs to be done by journalists, by indie magazines, publications to make space. and a better ecosystem. Because first of all, in terms of the ecosystem and recording companies for musicians, there's not a lot of space. Most of us are doing it, at home. So I think that's also something that can be worked.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I think there's so much scope for growth of the industry in India, and it would be really, really cool even to see platforms emerge for our local emerging artists to actually grow their craftsmanship and musicianship, and that'd be so cool. And speaking of local artists, are there any artists from India that you would recommend that we listen to?
There are so many artists that are coming up right now, and I think I have a few artists that I really like.
Go for
There's a
it.
band from Kolkata called A Whale in the Pond. It's a really beautiful band, and you should listen to their music. This is a friend of mine who is from Delhi, who's based in Delhi right now, Don Raj. He's also making really great music. You should listen to his stuff. It's superb, it's fun. Let me think about it. Who else? I can think about Don Raj, I can think about Whale in the Pond. And yeah, I think those are some of the people that's at the top of my head right now. Oh my God, I completely forgot. Dirod. It's Darren. I love his new solos. Yeah. I think his solo work is really amazing. I really enjoy it.
A little context again for our listeners. Darren D'Souza is an incredible music artist that both Abhi and I know from our undergraduate uni days. Some fantastic work from him. And he's also done a EP with Radhika Mohite under the name Feathers in Space, which is one of my absolute all-time favorite EPs. So you guys should definitely give that stuff a listen. I haven't heard of Don Raj and Whale in the Pond, but now that you mention them, I'm so keen to give them a listen. Speaking of music, let's throw to your song soon. But first, can you tell us a little bit about River?
Okay, River, I wrote it, I think, in 2020, at the peak of the pandemic. Okay, essentially, when it was a really beautiful place, but I was not able to step out. And I kind of wrote that song to, just whatever I could remember about that space. I wrote that in my song, and I think it's just fun and exciting. And it was like an attempt where I was trying to be a little bit playful also at the same time. And I think it's an earnest, I don't know, attempt. It's an earnest song.
Yeah, lockdown in India was so hard to go through, like not even stepping out of your house. And it's a message that really resonates with me. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful song. Before we throw to it, would you like to maybe plug in your socials here?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram at Art Attack.
That's ArtAttack on Instagram. For any of you listening in, go follow her on socials and go stream her stuff. It's called Breezing Through and the song's called River. Thank you again so much, Abhi, for joining us here on Sin on New and Approved. And we wish you all the very, very best of luck in the world. And we hope to hear new stuff soon. Thank you again.